The first reading today is from is in the Old Testament, Proverbs 8, 1 through 4, 22 to 31, which you can find in your pew Bible beginning on page 590. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights, besides the way, at the crossroads she takes her stand, besides the gates in front of the town. At the entrance of the portals, she cries out, "To you, O people, I call." The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago, I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills I was brought forth, when he had not yet made earth and fields, or the world's first bits of soil, when he established the heavens, I was there, when he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made the firm of the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was beside him like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world and delighting in the human race. The second reading today is from the New Testament, Romans 5, verses 1 through 5. This can be found in your pew Bible in the New Testament on page 155. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Our gospel reading, we go back now to the gospel of this lectionary year, the gospel of Luke, chapter 7. Excuse me. No, we don't go back yet. I'm thinking next week. What am I? We're still in John one more week. John chapter 16, starting with the 12th verse. And you can find it on page 110 of the New Testament. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.